Why submission was so important. God desired them to submit and make their servitude as pleasant as possible. His counsel was, "Build ye houses, and dwell in them, and plant gardens. Seek the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it, for in the peace thereof shall ye have peace." Among the false teachers in Babylon were two men whose lives were corrupt. Jeremiah had warned them of their danger. Angered by reproof, they sought to stir up the people to act contrary to the counsel of God in the matter of submitting to the king of Babylon. The Lord testified through Jeremiah that these false prophets should be delivered to Nebuchadnezzar and slain. Not long afterward, this prediction was fulfilled. To the end of time, people will arise to create confusion and rebellion among those who claim to be representatives of God. Those who prophesy lies will encourage men to look on sin as a light thing. They will seek to make the one who has warned them responsible for their difficulties, even as the Jews charged Jeremiah with their evil fortunes. But, as anciently, the certainty of God's messages will be established today. Jeremiah had followed a consistent course in counseling submission to the Babylonians. Ambassadors from Edom, Moab, Tyre, and other nations visited Zedekiah to learn whether he would join them in a united revolt against Babylon. While these ambassadors were awaiting a response, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, "Make yourself thongs and yoke bars, and put them on your neck. Send word to the neighboring kings, by the hand of the envoys who have come to Jerusalem, RSV. God had given them all into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, and they were to serve him, and his son, and his son's son, until the very time of his land come. The ambassadors were further instructed that if they refused to serve the Babylonian king, they should be punished with the sword, with famine, and with pestilence. "Do not listen to your prophets," the Lord declared, "your diviners, your dreamers. For it is a lie which they are prophesying to you, with the result that you will be removed far from your land. But any nation which will bring its neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, I will leave on its own land, to till it and dwell there, says the Lord, RSV. The lightest punishment a merciful God could inflict on so rebellious a people was submission to the rule of Babylon, but if they warred against this they were to feel the full rigor of his chastisement. The amazement of the assembled council of nations knew no bounds when Jeremiah made known the will of God.